This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Go to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. Talk to our good friend Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette who covers the Pirates. He is now out at the All-Star game. And Jason, you know, the Pirates actually have a couple of guys in the All-Star game. So if you're a fan of the team, it should be pretty interesting to watch, especially since both are probably going to get to play a little bit.
They're starting. The Pirates have a pair of All-Star game starters, Paul. I never thought I'd see the day. I had a writer come up to me today. I won't name him, but, you know, it said, so what's it like to have all this star power in the All-Star game or something like that? So it was funny. But, I chatted with Brian Reynolds and Adam Frazier today. And the funny thing about it, I mean, they absolutely deserve to be here. None of them are like the Ed Sprague, like, token All-Star. I mean, Frazier's hitting 330. Reynolds got an OPS over 900. Like, you can't. I mean, we can sort of maybe split hairs and say they don't deserve to start or whatever, but I mean, they deserve to be here. They've had excellent seasons. They're, you know, I thought they enjoyed the media day setup and getting to entertain whomever at their little booths. But it was a good time.
It was, and I think the thing that's pretty incredible about it, Jason, if you think about it, is the Pirates probably. Those two guys absolutely deserve to be starters.
Yeah, and to sort of build on that, Paul, I mean, they should have a future of, like, halfway decent players, right? You know, like, you would hope that Reynolds stays here. I don't think Frazier is going to stay here, and it doesn't make sense for them to keep him, but, you know, he should be able to be repurposed into future assets. They should be able to trade Tyler Anderson, Richard Rodriguez. It helps them to have Brian Reynolds. I talked to Nolan Arenado from the Cardinals about Ke'Bryan Hayes today, and he's another guy that, you know, you've got those two. Hayes should be here, you know, next year in the near future. They've got guys in the minor leagues and, you know, the draft they've had today. Like, it's not devoid of hope. It is weird right now, and they're obviously not terribly competitive at the major league level, and it's probably going to continue through next year. But, you know, they have optimism. Even the upper levels of their minor leagues. And, you know, yes, these guys deserve to be here, whatever, but, you know, it's also representative of one hand, you know, being able to flip them into prospects and something joining the group coming up, and also Reynolds being a franchise cornerstone, if you will.
Well, and I think, you look at the him being a franchise. I saw your quote from him today. It sounds to me like he really would love to stay as with the Pirates.
Yeah, and, I think that's his exact quote. Like, I want to stay in Pittsburgh. I don't want to leave. When I asked him, that's probably the strongest sentiment he's given on the topic. But, like, it wasn't news to me. He likes it here. He's very comfortable. He plays well here. I think Brian Reynolds sort of undersells his own intelligence. And, you know, he gives us funny answers and talks like this, and it's real slow and whatever. Like, he is not a dumb guy by any stretch. He is very well aware of what they're doing at the lower levels of the minor leagues, what they're bringing along. And he's also probably aware from a business sense. You know, you can keep playing and make himself marketable, and he can make a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with that. And it makes sense for the Pirates to keep him around. I've gotten this a lot, either in radio hits or on chats or whatever, but should they trade Brian Reynolds? Are they going to look to trade Brian Reynolds? No. No, he doesn't want to go anywhere. It doesn't make sense for them to trade him. At some point, they need to put a stake in the ground and say, this guy's going to be here. Maybe it's now, maybe it's later. I'm not sure. I don't know his philosophy on like negotiating extensions in season. He might not even want to do that. But, you know, do they want to keep, do they need to keep a really good player here in Pittsburgh? Absolutely.
Well, I think that's the thing is you have to try and do, you know, you have to try and keep good players, and he's a good player. Of course, people now are focused now that the draft is not over, but for the most part, the, you know, the really intriguing part of it is over. People are now focused on the trade deadline. In your mind, you know, who 3 weeks from now will no longer be a Pirate?
Man, why are you taking us away from the draft? I'm still writing up draft copy. You got me on the trade deadline. No,
oh, well, of course we.
I expect Rodriguez to go. I expect Anderson to go. I expect Frazier to go. Maybe the market isn't there for those guys. I'm not sure. But, I mean, I certainly expect them to field a lot of calls on them. It makes sense. Beyond that, I don't know if they have anybody who's all that tradable. I don't know if it makes sense for them to do anything else. I don't think, as I said, it makes sense for them to float Ryan Reynolds. And if you look at the opposite end of the spectrum, like, can they get anything for, like, a Chris Stratton, Kyle Crick? Like, I don't think so. Probably not. Not with Crick's wildness. And, you know, maybe Stratton gets you something lower level, but that's probably it. Chad Kuhl has pitched well. I'm not sure it's well enough to, you know, trade him anywhere. Moran's been hurt. So, I mean, my big three are Frazier, Rodriguez, and Anderson. And honestly, like, if they want to, unless they say, like, look, we want to hold back till we get this really, really high number, they can do it. But if they want to move those guys, they can.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they'll have some takers. No, there's no question. Have you liked what the Pirates have done in the draft so far?
Love it. Absolutely love it, man. Love every bit of it. I like the Davis pick. They need a catcher. I'm nose deep right now in a feature on Davis just about his makeup. I love the personality, the way this kid's built, the way he goes about his business. I like the high school kids, and you don't draft guys like that unless you know you can sign them. Like Bubba Chandler, I didn't think would last until the third round at all, but I think it's Salamato, the left-hander with the funky delivery. I like that. I was talking to somebody today at Media Day just about, like, now, man, you guys got a good one. You guys got a good one. And so I like that pick a lot. And if they can get the Penn State kid, I think, Lonnie White, if they can get him away from his commitment there, I mean, that was their strategy. That's why they did this. That's why they drafted. Not that they didn't like Henry Davis, but, like, it fits all within a certain plan. And I think Ben Charrington knows what he's doing. I think we're seeing that. You know, I would keep this draft and lump it together with last year. And he's had two, and he's done really well for himself. You have to develop them. I mean, it's not a given, but, you know, this stuff mixed with everything we've seen out of Charrington otherwise, and I mean like trades and development changes, very, very good.
Well, I think that's definitely the case. Just as an aside real quick, and I'll let you go because I know you're real busy, the WPIAL, the WPIAL had six former WPIAL players were drafted, you know, in the first 10 rounds. Is WPIAL, is Western PA baseball maybe a little stronger than we maybe give it credit for?
I'm beginning to think that, Paul. If I would have answered that question a week ago, I'm not sure I would have said yes. But there is some serious pedigree with guys going. And I think, I was texting with Mike White last night, I think a first rounder in five of the past 7 years, I want to say that's crazy. That's crazy good for an area like Western Pennsylvania. You know, we're not California, Texas, or Florida. So I played baseball in the WPIAL. I mean, I didn't play at a premier program or anything like that, although we were proud of what we had. There's some good baseball here. It's not like a couple years ago this was terrible baseball, but yeah, I think it probably doesn't get enough credit.
And you had a higher batting average than Neil Walker, if I'm seeing that chart correctly in my head, correct?
Same. We both hit 600. I was a senior. I think Neil.
Oh, okay.
He had more at bats, and I think I think PR was quad A at that point. Brentwood was double A, but 600 to 600, man. That's just equal, tied right there. T-3, I think it says.
Well, Jason, a great job as always covering the Pirates and everything else. So get back to work. Writing up the All-Star game, the draft, and probably 100 other things you're working on.
Hopefully it's less than that, but thanks, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right. That's Jason Mack in the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.